Surveying. Surveyors are experts in the science of measurement. Surveyors collect very accurate data within 1 to 10 centimetres, while other geospatial experts collect more general data. From the earliest civilizations, people have needed to measure the land and set out areas for buildings. The best way to present this information is on a map. The process of making or drawing maps is called cartography. The first step in creating a map is collecting geospatial data. Today, surveyors and other spatial professionals do this work. Surveyors are experts in the science of measurement. They collect and use spatial information. Surveyors specialize in collecting and using different sorts of geospatial data for a range of different locations. The land topographical surveying, e.g., produce a map showing how steep a piece of land is to help an engineer design a building. Property boundaries, cadastral surveying, e.g., to find out how much land someone owns. Structures, engineering surveying, e.g., help map and plan new structures such as buildings, roads, and bridges. The shape of the earth, geodetic surveying, e.g., collect information about global changes such as plate movement and sea level. Underwater, hydrographic surveying, e.g., collect information about the bottom of the sea, harbours, rivers, and lakes. Mining, mine surveying, e.g., collect information on the surface and underground before and during the construction of mines. Once accurate geospatial data has been collected and processed by surveyors, it can be made available in many forms. Topographical maps, showing the surface of the earth with natural and man-made features, e.g. rivers, mountains, roads, buildings. Specialized maps on almost any theme, e.g. water and sewage pipes, property boundaries. Plans, e.g. subdivision plans. Nautical charts showing location of reefs, coastlines, tides, and depths. What tools do surveyors use? Surveyors use special tools to help them measure. As late as the 1990s, the basic tools used by surveyors were a tape measure for determining shorter distances, a laser for determining longer distances, and scanning for 3D mapping. A level to determine height or elevation differences, a theodolite set on a tripod to measure angles, horizontal and vertical, calculations using trigonometry. More recently, laser scanning has been used for 3D mapping, and theodolites are now electronic and are called total stations. Intersection or triangulation, real-life use of geometry. Surveyors use a technique called intersection, which can also be called triangulation, to calculate the distance to a remote point. Intersection uses a triangle and some simple mathematics. You can use intersection to measure the distance across a river. Here's how. The baseline is the distance between two points A and B. For a nearer object, the angles A and B will get smaller. But for a farther object, the angles will get larger, closer to 90 degrees. Once the angles are measured, you can calculate the perpendicular distance, yellow line, to the object. The triangle has one side with a known distance and two known angles. The distance to the object can be fixed with a simple maths equation using the two angles A and B and the baseline distance. What do you think surveying is used for in the high country?